Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. It's 7:30 p.m. here. Welcome to Ascension Magic Radio Show. I'm your host. My name is Ron Eich, and you can call me Ronnie. Today is April 23rd, 2015, and I'm doing animal readings for you today. So if you're calling in to the show, I will be doing a particular spread of cards with a deck of cards that I really enjoy called the Medicine Cards. And the spread that I'm using is called the Medicine Wheel Spread, and each card represents a particular spiritual aspect of yourself, okay? Now, before I get into the animal readings for you today, I wanted to say to you that Archangel Raphael really wanted to come forth, okay? So if you're listening to the show, there's some messages I have for you. Whether you're listening now live or you're listening later, Archangel Raphael, who is a healing energy angel, specifically has some messages for you. And I was guided to draw three cards from Archangel Raphael deck. And one of the messages that came forth is second opinion. So I get the feeling that there's someone out there who is suffering from a major health ailment. And in particular, I was feeling or hearing like a hip issue or something along those lines. And it feels to the point where it almost feels desperation in a sense. And Archangel Raphael is there, and you can call upon Archangel Raphael at any moment. Archangel Raphael will instantly be there and surround you with this beautiful emerald green energy. And he wants to tell you that oftentimes if a doctor gives us a diagnosis, that's not the end-all be-all. You really have free will, and the angels know your divine life purpose. So the angels are guiding you to get second opinions, to collaborate. If you are a doctor or you are a health professional or a healer, a natural healer or something, work with Archangel Raphael. But this card also speaks to collaborate with other like-minded people to get some help with a particular ailment that you may be stuck with. Now, I want to read to you the other cards that come along with this reading. The other one is do more research. So it goes right in line with second opinion. So this is speaking to us and saying that we are not limited. We are not given a death sentence. If there's a health ailment, we have the choice to heal. But the angels want you to do more research and to find out all there is to know about this particular issue, particularly if it is life-altering. The last card that comes up in this reading is detoxification. So it's telling us that by changing our diet, changing the food that we eat, changing the chemicals in our life space and so on, and purging and detoxifying ourselves, we can move up and increase our health to higher energy. So this is speaking to someone in particular out there who I feel is part of your life path to do this major healing. And I had to draw one more card as a confirmation, and the card that came up was Divine Intervention. And Divine Intervention is saying basically miracle healing. In other words, either you have a miraculous healing ability or this particular ailment that you're dealing with, whether it's you or a loved one, will be taken care of in the highest divine order in love. Have faith in that. Okay? So just pay attention to, of course, what your angels are telling you. Now, I know the show today is about animals and animal healing, but this message needed to come forth. Okay? And I always go, it's just what you want to do too. Sometimes you find you're going down a path and the angels are telling you, hey, take this detour, and you're thinking to yourself, what do you mean, take this detour? Are you crazy? And it can be frightening, But I've learned, and I'm sure all major spiritual teachers and people who are angel therapy practitioners will tell you, that when the angels give you a particular guidance, or if you get a psychic hit about something, always go with it. Because even though you can't see the bigger picture, God and the angels do know what's best. Okay? So I had to draw one more card with this, and this is from Doreen Virtue and Radley Valentine's Angel Tarot deck, and the card is Two of Fire, which says, you've come into your own, new partnerships or contracts continue to move forward. So it's really, if I could sum up all the cards for you, it's moving forward and collaborating with other like-minded people, with other health professionals, with people who share your vision of healing in a new way, in a metaphysical and spiritual way, okay? Not the traditional, necessarily the Western medicine way. So that is our message from the angels today. Of course, detoxing and eating healthy foods is always a great thing. But in particular, if this has spoken to you, I'm grateful for the angels for bringing this message through. So back on track with animals. Now, if you've been following my show, this is April, of course, and April have all been giving you a show each week about a particular type of guidance for you to call upon, spiritual guides. We started the month just giving you an overview of the different guides that are available. There was a show about specialty angels and manifestation. We had a show about the Ascended Masters. And when I do my Thursday show, Thursdays are animal readings. Thursdays are angel readings. And I was surprised that the angel said animals. And I thought, well, that's kind of weird because this is angel month. But then when I put it into perspective, I thought, oh, that makes perfect sense because we're talking about spiritual guides. And we have animals that are guiding us, whether they are your pets that have passed over, your current pets, or just in general, the energy of animals in nature. They are there to help us, and we can call upon their energies. Nature is one of our greatest teachers. I talk about this all the time on my show. The trees speak to us, the fairies speak to us, and of course, the animals speak to you. So you might, and this is what I tell people too, you might be getting a sign from a particular animal if that same animal appears to you frequently. I want to share something that happened with me about 2 days ago, and it was really amazing. I have these double French doors in my house, and I'm just standing in front of the doors looking out the window, and a hummingbird literally hovered right in front of me and just stood there staring me in the eyes and just flew away. And it frightened me for a moment because it came out of nowhere, but I knew that it was a sign from God, from the angels. And it could be that hummingbird medicine is with me because I saw the hummingbird. But my gut, my intuition told me that the angels were just popping in saying, hey, we're here. We're helping you. And that's really what I teach people too, is I tell people that it's your own intuition. If you felt like it was a sign, then it was a sign. And it's the same as mediums will tell you. If you're trying to look for a sign from your deceased loved one, if you ask for a sign, if you feel intuitively that was a sign, then trust your own intuition because you're always being guided. That's the whole point of this month, is to tell you that we're always being guided. Okay. Now for today's show, I have a couple of callers on hold, so I'm going to get to your calls here in just a moment. I'm going to be drawing cards from the medicine cards deck, and I'm going to also rely on my own intuition. So I have a particular spread. The spread is called the Medicine Wheel Spread. And there's five cards, four cards representing the four directions. We start with the east, and we go south, and then west, and the north, and then we end in the center, okay, and we sum it all up. As I do these readings, also I want you to pay attention to what your own angels are telling you, what your own spiritual guides are telling you, because you're always being guided. Just pay attention to that. And I also wanted to point it out, too, if you are listening to the show, the angels wanted me to tell you, you are a very old soul. You're guided to this show for a particular reason. Some of my listeners or some people listening, I feel, have shamanic energy, particularly in past lives. You've done shamanic work, and you're rediscovering, or maybe you're even doing that now at this particular moment in time. Okay? So just remember that. I call it, when I just say something that seems out of the blue and seems random, it's not random. It's just my own guidance coming through. So that's what I do. So I'm going to get to the calls. Thank you all for calling into the show here. The way I distinguish your call, because I have a couple of calls holding, say your area code, and then you'll know you'll be on the air. Okay? So I'm going to start with someone calling from area code 617. I'm going to get you on the air. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hello, Ron. It's Bridget.
Hi. Oh, hey, Bridget.
Hi.
Hi. It's awesome to have you call into the show again. I love talking to you. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's like the angels wanted me to take your call, so I did.
Well, thank you. I tried to call the past few weeks. I haven't been able to get through. So.
Awesome. So how can I help you today?
Oh, I just want to see what guidance the animals could give me. It's been a emotionally a hard week, energetically for me. I'm not sure why.
Okay. Yeah, it feels like there's been a lot of sadness going on.
Yeah.
And So I'm gonna you might have heard me at the beginning of the show talking about Raphael, and Raphael's there to help heal you. But even before I do the cards, I see a deer with you, and a deer would represent. I see deer. That's the very first thing that popped into my head. And the deer, you know, has to do with the heart chakra, of course, and unconditional love. So they're wanting you to have more compassion and love for yourself, not necessarily for others, but for yourself, and recognizing your own divinity is what I'm feeling. Now, I know that you're asking about angels, but they want me to go to the Angel Tarot, so I'm going to use the Angel Tarot, actually, because
okay.
I have that deck out. I have the animal cards here, of course, and I could definitely draw one from you, but they want me to do Angel Tarot, so I go, hey, go with the angel saying.
Okay.
Okay, that's what they're telling me. So, okay, so I have the Angel Tarot. Okay, and they're telling me 5 cards, so... Okay, so I'm going to see how these 5 cards tie together. So this card, first card that comes out for you is the 4 of Water. And the 4 of Water says, missing an opportunity, discontentment or boredom, opening your eyes to the possibility. Really, how I see this card, it shows a person that thinks that they're stuck, that thinks that there's no out, but it's not looking at the possibilities that are around him or her. And feeling stuck, particularly in emotion. This is a very deep emotional card, but knowing that there is always a solution, there's always an opportunity there, but we're just not seeing it. So the card's asking you to open your eyes to the possibilities out there and to focus on what you do want, to keep looking focus on the solution, not the problem. Because I feel sometimes you can stay stuck on the problem, and then that's what continues to manifest, and it keeps you stuck in a downward spiral. Particularly when you find yourself stuck, I feel like Archangel Uriel wants to come through to help you, and Uriel can help you with that compassion for yourself and forgiving yourself and opening up that part of you, and as well as giving you light and bringing light to a situation where you feel like the doors are closed and you can't open the doors. Okay? So... That's what I'm feeling. I know you work with Haniel, because we talked before, too. Of course, Haniel's always there with you, because that's one of your primary angels. But I feel like Uriel wants to come forth with you, and he wants you to do some inner child work, too, and work on some of the inner child work. So that might be where you also want to call upon Archangel Jeremiah, who will help you with life review and help you to kind of find those moments in your life where you've made decisions, like the crossroads of your life, and helping you to have more compassion. It's really, I keep hearing compassion, having compassion for yourself. And also Archangel Jophiel will help you with that too. Do you work with Jophiel often?
I haven't much, no.
I really like working with Jophiel because I find, and this is going to sound funny to you, but I'm obsessed with my hair. And I'm always like thinking my hair is like ridiculously like a mess. And I find when I get to thinking those thoughts, I'm like, that is not a loving thought. I'm thinking like horribly negative thoughts about myself, right? Now I sound like the gayest man in the world right now, but it's true. Like I'm obsessed with my hair and it drives my husband nuts. He thinks I'm crazy. But when I get down that path and I'm obsessed with it, I say, you know what, Archangel Jophiel, please help me to love myself exactly as I am. To have compassion for myself and just to see myself as you do through the eyes of love. And then I don't obsess about it anymore. Did you see what I mean? So I know that's kind of a silly example to use, but it's about just having compassion and love for yourself. Okay? Yeah. Now, the second card that comes through is a King of Fire. King of Fire says, focus, focus, focus. Communicate with vision and be a leader. So take charge of everything that's happening around you. You're in control. When things seem like they're spiraling out of control and that you have no control, take the reins. If you could see the picture, it shows really a man on top of this huge dragon as if he's taking control of the dragon, almost like that movie, like How to Train a Dragon, like taking control of the dragon. It's kind of like that. Like, you have the ability to take the reins and to take control and to really get your life in order. Now, another card that comes up, next card, is a Two of Water. Two of Water says, it's really, that card's about resolution, positive resolution of a conflict, relationships growing closer. I feel like you're moving in a new direction, like, a lot. Like, you really have evolved a lot, and you've been listening to the guidance that you've been receiving. But other people in your life don't understand, and that's extremely frustrating for you. But there is one particular person in your life that really supports you, and this particular person is really going to be the one. And are you thinking about moving in with this person or moving in with somebody else? Or
them moving with me, yeah.
Okay, because I saw like you living with somebody else, like in a new living situation. And I feel like this is going to usher in.
Different location, you mean?
It felt like a new location, but like I just felt like you living with somebody else in a different situation. And it felt like a positive, it feels like a positive new energy, like a more peaceful, because you have someone there to support you and to back you up. And it's like you're going out of a harsher situation into a newer situation. And I feel like Haniel is really there helping you with that, like, because you really call upon Haniel a lot.
Yeah.
And I feel like she's helping you have that grace and that compassion and so on. But that's what I was seeing. I was seeing you in a new living situation with somebody, okay. And it feels a lot better. It feels like, oh, I finally have someone there to support me and gets me. And the mermaid's coming out, too. It's like, yes, I can be my mermaid self. It's like, So, okay, they said five cards, so I'm going to keep going with this. Next card is the Three of Earth. And the Three of Earth is the power of creativity, high-quality work, being a team player. When I look at this card, it's sort of the opposite of the first card, which was missing an opportunity, which is like you seeing the opportunities. Like the second card said, taking charge and working cooperatively with other people and finding new meaning in your life, finding new meaning. Have you thought about doing taking the Certified Angel Card Reader course?
I don't think they have them around here.
Well, it's an online course. You can take it online. I mean, yeah, like, well, I took mine in person, but Doreen and Radley do it in video. And you also can, they also have a free video. I've seen it on the Facebook where you can kind of get some advice on how to do readings. But I can see you being really good at doing card readings for people and just very, very good at that. And having some joy in doing that, maybe like a little side job or something. That could be something to think about. I guess to get some credentials behind it, just so you can look more professional to other people and putting that out there as a like, hey, you know, I'm certified in this, and kind of helping people. I could see you helping people, and I could even see you teaching workshops and teaching people on how to be more magical. And that's why you like working with Haniel so much, because she's really like that ritualistic, magical kind of goddess kind of energy.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm feeling. Is, and this is just what's coming through, and particularly under the full moon, because you're very powerful. You work, the moon energy like affects you very, very strongly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, in particular. Now, the last card that comes up, now these five cards for you, is the Three of Fire, which is about abundance, things looking good, having patience, making long-term plans. So the struggles that you're feeling are only temporary, and there's good things on the horizon, but if you could see the card, it's like there's a mountain of fire, like a volcano, almost like that volcano in Chile right now that you might have seen on Facebook. It looks exactly like that. There's this fire volcano in the distance, and like passion, like the volcano's firing, like, boom, my true passion's coming out. But that's in the distance. But it's within reach. It's just letting your angels and your guides, and you have a unicorn guide, and you have a dragon, too, that is wanting you to take that and trusting in the magical abilities that you have, because you can teach magic to people. You really do have that goddess teach magic to people, and I think that's one of your strengths, is to do that. and to trust in that, and to say, like, you know what, it doesn't matter necessarily that people don't get you, that people don't understand you. It's about you understanding yourself, and which I think you do understand yourself, but you just need help with not being so hard on yourself, having compassion,
yeah.
And with the sensitivity, because you're ultra, ultra sensitive. It's like your whole body is a gigantic crystal, like you're crystalline, and seriously, and it's so, so, so super sensitive. So at the beginning of the show, I was talking about detoxification and finding like high vibrational foods and ways to eliminate some of the toxins from your body, from your mind, from your spirit. And particularly, I think you might want to do some space clearing of the space that you're in now, because I feel like there's some lower energies there that need to be cleared out. So I'm going to really call upon Archangel Michael to be there and to cut cords for you and to vacuum up your space around you, and especially around your aura and your body, and to give you clarity to help you move forward. So he's pushing you now. I can kind of see him saying, okay, he's been guiding you for a while and he's been showing you where to go, but now it's for you taking those action steps and really moving forward to what your heart wants you to do with compassion. So just having compassion on that, because you have what it takes to be successful. It's just that you have a lot of self-talk from people in your life who have held you down in some ways. And that makes me feel sad. I'm sorry you had to go through that. I really am. But know that at the core, that's not who you are. The Bridget that everybody knows in spirit is the beautiful divine light and love of guidance, goddess. And that's who you are. It is safe for you to be powerful, and it's time for you to reclaim that power and ask for protection from the sensitivity. Do you surround yourself in like colors of light, like protective lights? Do you do like that sort of thing?
I have before. I haven't done it that way in a while.
Okay, because I'm getting like purple, violet light, like the violet flame or the violet protection would really transmit some of the lower energies that are around you and help. And eat higher vibrational foods, particularly like fruit and vegetables, would be more helpful for you. What's your diet like right now?
Frozen meals, and it's horrible.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I can't say I don't eat frozen foods. My diet's not like, you know, perfecto either, but... I can tell you that the lower vibrational energies of that frozen food is definitely affecting your sensitivity, especially when it comes time to the full moon, when you're trying to do that full moon stuff, you're not able to feel the energy as much because there's these things that are weighing you down. I'm hearing that a detox tea with lemon would really help you, like a light detox tea. You can get them pretty inexpensive, but just be careful because I've tried detox teas before. And you really want to go slow with that because they can give you some really nasty headaches.
Okay.
So that's been my experience of it. But in the long run, it really does clear out some of the toxins from your mind, from your body, and keep clearing out the toxins from your environment, like the chemicals in your environment that you might have in there, toxic like people. I don't think you really have to worry too much about people as much anymore, but some of the toxic energies and the toxic thoughts, so you don't become trapped. So when you find yourself being stuck and trapped, that's when you just need to take a step back and look at the bigger picture and don't get caught up in the cycle. They call it, it's like think before you speak. Think before you, I want to say think before you think. Like before you get, before you start going down that spiral of beating yourself up, barraging yourself, take a step back and call upon the angels to help you remove the negativity and then walk forward with peace. And I think you'll have a better time with that as long as you're able to come from that place. But I see things looking up for you. I mean, that's what the cards are saying. That's what my intuition is saying. It's just you believing it and not berating yourself, because that's been your pattern sometimes, is that you've been doing that. But you've learned a lot and you've gotten so much better at that. The angels are telling me they're commending you for doing what you're doing. But it feels like it's getting better. That's what's coming through in the reading.
It's good.
Yeah.
I don't feel it getting better yet, so it's hard to see that.
Yeah, it's hard to see. It's like that card that I was telling you. It's on the horizon. It's on the distance. It's just you keeping your eyes focused on that. What is it that you really desire? Do you desire yourself to be in pain, or do you desire yourself to be happy? Focus on what you want. The bad stuff will always be there. It's just like, what do you want to focus on? What do you want to look at? You know, you have to kind of look at it. Well, yes, I see these icky things. I acknowledge it, but that's not what I'm choosing. I'm choosing to be happy. I'm choosing to do what my heart tells me. I'm choosing to move forward with the directions of my dreams. That's what I'm choosing. And the more you choose that, that's what will find a way to come to you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Well, I believe that you have what it takes, and I know that you can do it. You just have to believe it.
Yeah.
Okay? So I hope that this has given you some help, and this has lifted up your energy.
Yes, it did.
So
thank you.
I'm going to ask to anyone out there that's listening that can send extra healing energy to Bridget to help her on her journey, to give her that motivation and courage, to please do that, because we're all here for each other, and we all are here. It's not me or you, it's we together. We can make this world and be there for each other. So I'm definitely going to continue sending you extra healing energy. Archangel Raphael's there. So is Archangel Michael. And I'm telling you, I can see a clear path ahead. Just walk that path and don't look
okay.
back. Just keep walking that path. Keep moving forward. Okay? That's what they're telling
you.
Me is for you to keep moving. All right, Bridget. Well, I'm going to think of you as the days go on, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. So much love to you. Okay, thanks for calling in the show. So that was an interesting reading. I hope you guys noticed how when I give readings, I just say the first thing that comes into my mind. That's how you develop your intuition. And even though I was doing animal, that's the title of the show, I kind of went with Angel Tarot. So I want to get back into the animal readings. I got the animal cards. I'm feeling like the next caller I talk to was going to want or is calling for that purpose. So I'm going to get to my next one, and this person's calling from area code 805. Hello, I have you on the air.
Hi, my name's Donna. How are you?
Hi, Donna. Thanks for calling in the show. I'm doing well.
Oh, good. Yeah.
What can I do for you?
About the animal. I don't know. Do you give a reading or something?
Well, I'm doing the main purpose of the show was to do animal readings,
okay.
But of course, whatever comes through is what comes through. But I'm feeling like you'd benefit from the medicine cards. What I do is it's a 5-card spread, and each card represents a particular animal and represents a particular aspect of your life. So I'm feeling like you would really benefit from this because I feel like you have that shamanistic sort of energy within you. So are you open to having this 5-card animal spread?
Sure.
All right, let's do it. So the first card is we start with the five directions. We start with the east. The sun rises from the east. And the east represents like your spiritual talents, your spiritual strengths. And this is the animal that is going to help you and give you some insight into what are you all about in terms of your spiritual talents, your spiritual strength. Okay, so which one? This one's to come forth. Ooh, this card's a beautiful card. Okay, and I talked about this at the beginning of my show. This card comes up as Hummingbird. And this, again, this represents your spiritual strengths and your spiritual talents. Hummingbird carries that the medicine of joy. Hummingbird, if you've seen a hummingbird fly around, it's like all over the place, forward, backwards, and just joyfully living its existence. So you have the ability to bring joy to a situation. That's one of your talents. And your life can be joyful. Your presence brings joy to other people and brings out the best in them. And bringing that beautiful energy. Hummingbirds also have beautiful colors. So if you think of how they look, they got that beautiful shine to them. But my intuition is telling me sometimes you don't always follow the guidance of your angels and you don't believe it. So it feels like sometimes you fall back into old patterns. And it's important when that happens for you to not berate yourself, but to keep moving forward and to trust. The word I'm hearing is trust, because there's some mistakes that I feel like you've made that maybe you regret. And we've all done that. I've done plenty of mistakes in my life, trust me. But are you learning from them? And are you growing as a person spiritually?
Yeah.
So this is, again, where Archangel Jeremiah can come through and help you with life review. And you can call upon him to help you review where you've been in your life and to get some more clarity with your situation. And I also felt like Archangel Jophiel, as we talked with Bridget, is there helping you to have some compassion for yourself and love for yourself. It seems like a common theme for today is self-love and helping you to love yourself and everything you've gone through to embrace that, because it's been choices. It's all about the choices that you make, and you've made choices, neither right or wrong. Mm-hmm. It's just a choice, and it's led you to where you are. And they're telling me to tell you that it's just cause and effect. This choice causes this effect. This choice causes that effect. So what do you choose now? What's your highest choice? What's the most beneficial choice for you? That's what they want you to focus on. And the hummingbird energy is about bringing joy into it. What brings you the most joy, the most passion, and can uplift you to the most joyous part of yourself? Okay, so that's why the hummingbird came through. Does that make sense?
It does make sense, yeah. I've been kind of doing things that make me feel joyful, and yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, so keep focusing on those things, because that's the first card. Now, there's four more cards in the spread. That card's your spiritual talents. The next card is down. We're going to go to the south. Okay, and the south is what's usually hidden beneath the surface. Like, if you want to think of it like a seed that's blossoming up and growing into a plant, that's the seed. Okay, so this is what lies beneath you, the hidden things that maybe you're not aware of. And I'm going to think of that. Okay, this card comes out, and it's another bird. So birds are messengers of spirit. You are a messenger of spirit. And the messages are always coming through to you, but they're telling me to tell you to trust and listen to the messages you're given. Now, raven is the bird that comes through, and that some people freak out when they see raven, like almost like in traditional tarot when you get the death card, people freak out, like, oh my God, it's a death card. But the raven is not meant to be a scary card. The raven is about magic. And it's like I was saying when I first connected with you, you have that shamanistic vibe, almost like a medicine woman energy. And I feel like you could benefit from doing more shamanistic work, like really grounding yourself and finding more of that hidden magic within yourself. Maybe going to a drum circle or a shamanic journeying or something along those lines, kind of what I'm getting, would really help you to ground yourself more. And do you go outside and walk barefoot at all sometimes?
Oh, I do every day. I walk in the ocean for like an hour and a half.
Ooh, that's great.
Yeah, that's my need.
Awesome. That's great. It's awesome that you do it in the water, but I was kind of seeing you do it like actually on the ground too. It feels and even next to a tree, like that would really ground you into the earth. Like the water is great. That's amazing. But I was seeing you being more connected with like Mother Earth itself, like really going into the earth and like being a part of it, and having Mother Earth nurture you and take you in and sort of like rebirth you in a new way and help you see things. That's what that was coming through. But I want to talk about Raven, because Raven is again about magic and the messenger of magic. And it's just, again, it's like that magical part of you, the deeper mystery of all the things that the universe has to offer, being amazed by the magic that we see every day, the little magical things, but also the magic within yourself. Particularly, I could really see you working with, seriously, I'm seeing in my mind shaman magic, like working with the nature spirits and doing healing out in nature, like a medicine woman. You're like a medicine woman, and that's what I'm getting. So that's the messages for that card. And again, pay attention to the messages that you're getting as I'm speaking. What are your angels talking with you? What are they speaking to you? Okay, so pay attention to that. You ready for the West card?
Yeah, please.
Okay, the West represents like your life purpose or solutions, like what are you really here to do? And let's see what comes forth with that. Okay, I'm thinking of the West for you. West. This one. And, ooh, this card is amazing. Like, I'm getting such deep magic with you. The animals are coming through. This is the Black Panther. And the Black Panther is just so mysterious. And it's about embracing the unknown and all those hidden aspects of yourself that sometimes you're frightened about, because I feel like you have great power and you were medicine woman in other lifetimes, but you haven't always embraced it. And it's sort of like, it's still a little bit mysterious to you. You know, you have these abilities and these magical parts of you, but it's almost like you don't really know where to go with it or what to do with it. So it seems like your life purpose is about embracing that and doing something with it. Now, I want to read you from this book. This is from the Medicine Cards book, guidebook. And it says, this is a little story about the Black Panther. Okay? It says, Black Panther slid silently through the bayou, her golden eyes catching the starlight, midnight fur soundlessly rippling over her stealthy muscle and bones. She and her mate were the last of their kind in the homeland of the Caddo tribe. The Panther clan had been honored and respected by the red people of the bayou for hundreds of years. Black Panther's medicine allows human beings to face their fears and their dark behaviors, exploring those internal shadowy aspects of being. Okay? The Caddo people called her clan the Black Panther, and her tribe was known as Midnight or Black Jaguar to the Maya. The color black is honored by the red race. Darkness is the place for seeking and finding the answers, for accepting healings, for accessing the hidden light of truth. And the Black Panther teaches us through our dreams to delve into the places within ourselves that need healing. So it says, if the Black Panther has appeared today, it's telling you not to worry about the future. Trust that you're not supposed to figure it out. You may need to confront the fears of the unknown. So diving deep within the mysteries. Are you seeing this common theme? It's like about the magic within yourself. Is that bringing up feelings within you? Because I feel like it's bringing up something.
It does, because I get a lot of messages from the spirit world, and I see them a lot. And so, yeah, I can't make it happen. It just kind of happens. So there must be something with that that I'm able to go into.
Are you talking on a headset?
Is that there?
Because it got kind of, it's kind of hard to hear you. Did you move the
phone around, maybe?
Is this better now?
Okay, good. I had the voice thing on. Yeah, well, I can see the spirits and hear them.
Oh, wow.
They pre-warn me of any danger.
That's totally the Black Panther. The Black Panther is totally you. Like, you think about a cat eyes, like, peering out into the darkness. Like, you know how, like, if it's really dark and you see a black cat, all you see is their, like, eyes staring at you, like that's how you are. You can peer into the mysterious unknown, and that's amazing.
Yeah.
I love that.
I do that a lot.
Acknowledging that, and almost like mediumship too. Like you can, I feel like you have great mediumship ability, and you can
use
that to help people. Yeah, you can use that to help people face their unknown, face the fears that they have about dying or their.
I've had a lot of experiences, spiritual experiences of dying and all, and. Oh, my gosh, it was just beautiful. Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe you should write a book about it. Have you
thought about writing a book about that? Yeah, I sort of started a little bit, and yeah, I think I will. Yeah, because it was, there's nothing to be afraid of. I mean, it was the most beautiful thing. I felt like, you know, I went really deep into my soul, and I just
I think that's part of your life purpose, Donna, is
really,
to really help people.
Yeah.
It's to help people confront their fears and help them to face the unknown, because you've done it, and you bring forth the power. So that's what I'm feeling. Like that's what Black Panther. I really feel Black Panther strong with you. So maybe you want to go out and get a Black Panther like a statue or a crystal or something along those lines to help Black Panther help you face. That could help you. Like I have one of my spirit animals is a wolf. And I have like a little amethyst wolf that I have up on my desk, and it helps me to connect with the wolf medicine. Wolf is like a teacher, like a great teacher. I'm like a spiritual teacher kind of person, and that's what the wolf was about. But the Black Panther is there. So let's move forward, okay? Because I want to get through all the cards.
Right.
I'm going to go to the north.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I love how accurate in this reading is. It's amazing to me.
Yeah.
The north card is. your higher self or the inner wisdom within you, what you bring from your spirit, basically. Okay, so I'm going to think about what card wants to come through for that. Okay, that card is Eagle. Now, that's amazing because before the show started today, I knew an eagle was going to come forth, but I didn't know who it was going to be connected to. Mm-hmm. This represents your higher self flying high above you. An eagle is just, eagle is the bird that represents spirit. So you are so connected to spirit, mediumship, mm-hmm. and all these things, and the eagle medicine is perfect for you. Eagle medicine is the power of the spirit connection, the ability to live in spirit, yet also becoming balanced within the earth, like finding the balance between earth and spirit. And just like the eagle soars above, looking at the overall pattern, you do the same thing. Now, I want to read you this from the book, too. It says, the feathers of the eagle are considered to be the most sacred of healing tools. They've been used for centuries by shamans to cleanse auras of people coming to them. Within the Native American tribes, the eagle represents a state of grace achieved through hard work, understanding, and a completion of tests of initiation, which result in the taking of one's own personal power. So perhaps, have you seen like those Native American like dream catcher things that have feathers on them, or mm-hmm. sometimes they're shields or badges? Maybe you want to find some type of eagle feather or something, or maybe put together, and you can go back and listen to the show again, put together some type of animal medicine, whatever you want to do, that whatever speaks to you. It could be finding mm-hmm. something from each animal. It could be having pictures of them, but connecting with these animals and helping you, because the animals are working with you. You see how many birds have come through? It's eagle, raven, and hummingbird, which is all about spirit, all about messengers of spirit, and that's what you're all about. Now, the final card that comes through to tie it all together, this is the center, okay? And the center is really just tying it all together and just the core of it all. And that card comes up, that card's the porcupine. Porcupine's come up on my show before. Porcupine's not what you think. A lot of people think, oh, porcupine has the quills, and it's a frightening animal. Porcupine's not really about that. Porcupine brings us innocence and playfulness and a sense of just childlike wonder. So it's like you have the mysterious magic, but you also at the core of you have like that sense of like, oh wow, look at all these cool like magical things that I have. There's not a lot of ego there. It's like an innocence that brings, that you bring to the table. But sometimes it's like, it feels like you're afraid to share it with other people because they haven't always understood you. And it's like you've kept it to yourself. But this is the time where it really is the lifetime and the time on our planet where we need everyone to speak and share their messages and to make our planet the kind of planet that it is. So that's what's coming forth. It's not, don't be afraid to share your messages. Don't be afraid to share. No matter how ridiculous you think that other people are going to take it, there's going to be somebody that hears your message. And it only matters if one person hears it. I don't know, have you listened to my show before at all?
No, first time.
Okay. I teach high school right now. I'm a high school teacher, and I do it because I love reaching my students. It's one of the reasons why I became a teacher. I'm not going to reach every kid. But I know that if I can reach just one student, that I made a difference. And if your message can get through to one person, and if it's helped one person, you never know. What if that person goes on to become the next wonderful, great spiritual teacher that changes our planet? You just never know. But that would be a shame if we kept it to ourselves, the messages that are coming forth, because of a fear, you know? So that's what the Black Panther's there for. But you've got it all together. All these messages are about just embracing the unknown, doing some of that magical energy that you have, and I feel like you might want to call forth some of the parts of you from past lives, because you've done it before. So maybe you want to go into meditation and call forth those parts of you and bring them back so that you can bring it forth, because I really see you like a really strong medicine woman. That's what I see, and that's
I meditate regularly. I meditate every day for like an hour, and I'll feel sacredness sometimes, and then sometimes I'll be meditating and I'll feel holiness. I mean, it's unbelievable, the substances that I feel, you know?
Yeah, see, that's the porcupine energy coming through, that innocence and that childlike wonder. See, that's how you were like, yes, like, I love it. It's so good. I love that. It's so amazing. I wish everybody had that childlike wonder about life, because we can learn so much from that. And that's what you're here to teach. It's these magical things and a childlike, wonderful, have fun with it kind of way. And I think that's great. And I'm so proud of you. Yeah. And I'm so happy and thankful for you for calling in.
Oh, and I'm so thankful that I got to talk to you and that you've told me all this. And thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Of course. Yeah, definitely. Too, if you want to go on Facebook and facebook.com,
yeah.
Ascension Magic, keep me posted.
Uh-huh.
With where you're going,
what
with
is
all
it?
This magical stuff.
What is it on Facebook?
It's facebook.com/ascensionmagic.
Okay, no,
it's the same
Ascension
as my radio
magic.
Show.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got it now.
Yeah, so keep me posted and let everybody know like how the magic is coming. I'd love
all
to
right.
hear.
I will. Okay.
All
Thank
right,
you
Donna.
So much. Bye-bye.
You're very welcome. Okay, you have a wonderful day. That was an amazing call. I just love it when it's so accurate like that. So we'll see like what animal messages want to come forth for the next callers. Now, I'm guided to go here to area code 561, so I want to get you on the air here. Area code 561, hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Thank you for calling in today.
Mm-hmm.
So what can I do for you today?
I was calling in for the animal reading.
Okay. Can you start off by giving us all your name?
It's Stacy.
Hi, Stacy.
Hi.
Is it your first time listening to my show?
Yes, it is.
Are you liking it so far? I hope it's good. I'd be terribly, terribly sad if you said you didn't like it. I'd be sad, Stacy.
I like it.
Okay. So if you were listening to the last call, I'm going to do the same thing I did for Donna, except I'm going to do a slightly different reading. The cards are, there's still going to be five cards, but they're going to represent slightly different things, but similar. And this card is called the Moon Lodge Spread. So we're going to start with the East. And the East is going to represent your spiritual talents and what your strengths are in terms of spirituality. Okay?
Okay.
Do you work in the health profession right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, because I was seeing you like being a nurse or something along those lines. Like that's kind of what was popping into my mind.
Yeah.
So they're telling me that the work that you're doing, you really do benefit a lot of people, and you work you have a lot of compassion at what you do, but it's important for you to ground and to clear some of the energy that you might be picking up from the energy,
yeah.
Because it's a very rush-paced environment, and there is a lot of it's not toxic. It's just it can be stressful, and you might want to also think about like a lavender sea salt bath, because sea salt. If you take a sea salt bath, it clears your energy, it clears your aura, and it helps it to
yeah.
ground you and to bring you back. So just think about that. And I'm going to ask actually Archangel Michael to be with you and to kind of clear some of your space. I'm getting that you're a leader too. You're a leader. Like you are either already in charge of a department or a situation, or you're aspiring to be there because you really are a take-charge person that knows how to get things done, and people admire that about you. And that's one of the strengths that you have, is that you're a strong, powerful leader. So they're acknowledging that. That's what I want to say to you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that was definitely not animals, but I have to just say whatever comes through. So that's what that's what I had to say what came through. So kudos to you for what you do. I want to start off with the East card, which is your spiritual talents and your spiritual strengths, okay? And that card is the turkey. And the turkey represents giving. Turkey represents giving, or giving sacrifices. If we think about, you know, Thanksgiving, the turkey sacrifices itself for us, so we have the great meal of Thanksgiving. But the turkey is about being virtuous and selflessly giving. And that's what nurses do. You are a nurse, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. because the turkey is about just selflessly giving, and that's what the nurses do. They give, and it's not always acknowledged. And it's just that's one of your strengths, your spiritual talents, is selflessly giving, and doing it with compassion. That's what the turkey represents. Okay. Now we're getting down to the south. The south is the seed card, and the seed represents like what's beneath the surface, hidden things, your true feelings. Okay, things you might not necessarily know about yourself. What's hiding? What's lurking? So I'm going to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. South card for you is the dog. Okay. Dogs are very loyal. Okay.
Yeah.
Dogs are very loyal. And that's what the loyalty card is. The dog. This card's all about loyal. You'll stay true to the very end. And I was even feeling you at your current profession, being very loyal and being very true to the end, but sometimes not necessarily taking care of yourself as much as you should. So that's what they want me to tell you. I feel like you really do have a balance. Like you do know how to release stress, but maybe it's more like a 60%, 40%. It should be more like a 50-50 between your career and your life and your other life. It's to try to just try as much as possible. Not always easy, but that's what they're telling me. So the dog card at beneath the surface is the loyal person, the loyal, and it's funny because the dog is oftentimes the medicine of serving humanity, nurses. And this is exactly what the guidebook says, nurses, counselors, ministers. So maybe you're not aware that you are a loyal person, or maybe you are, but the dog is just asking you, not really asking you, it's just acknowledging that what lies beneath you, beneath Stacy, is a loyal person who gives selflessly. So this is just speaking to that. Okay?
Okay.
Are we good so far?
You're doing excellent. You got an A+.
Okay. All right. So we're going to get to the West, and the West represents your life purpose. So I feel like there's a higher calling for you. The nurse is wonderful, but I feel like there's a higher calling too. Like you're starting to connect more with spirit. That's why you were guided to call into my show, because I'm really about like helping people ascend and remember their true soul. And I feel like there's been things that happening to you, like experiences that you're having, like either dreams or prophetic visions or psychic things that you don't really understand. And it's sort of giving you, it's questioning, like, what am I really here to do? Like, what is this really about? Now, the animal that's coming forth through that is the horse, okay? Is the horse. Now, I'm going to tell you what the horse represents in terms of, remember, now this is your life purpose. The horse is power, okay? And how I mentioned that you are a leader, it's really about being in a leadership position with a balance of power, not abusing the power. I feel like, no, this is my intuition telling me, you had some lifetimes in the where you were in positions of power, but it may not have been balanced as much as you would like. You may have been coming from a place of ego, perhaps, or you may have not really understood how to work with the power. So the horse is just about just power with a sense of compassion, doing the leadership. Because I said you have that leadership ability, and that's what the horse is about. So it's power with a sense of responsibility. You know, like with great power comes great responsibility. You hear that quote all the time. But that's really what the horse is representing. And sometimes we think of a horse like a runaway horse, like a horse can run away. That's a vision I had in my mind, like a horse running away. It's like you sometimes can run away with things, like, and not stay focused in a sense. But it's more, my feelings are saying more about the balance of power and doing it through service as your other animals are guiding you. So that's what really the horse is representing. It's about power with compassion, power with love, and with without the ego, not abusing the power. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, just acknowledge that and pay attention to what your own angels are telling you. But I'm feeling you really stepping into a leadership position sometime, like soon. Like I can see you stepping into a leadership position and really having great strength and courage with that, because you are that's one of your strengths. Now, the North card represents, we need to North, your inner wisdom and your higher self, your connection with your higher self. So let's get to the North. Okay, North card. Okay. North card, this is interesting. This card is dolphin. And the dolphin's a really beautiful animal. Dolphin has to do with bringing life force energy through about rhythm, okay? Dolphin can hold its breath underwater for a very long time. And a dolphin, like, pops out of water oftentimes to regain air to get life force. So the dolphin's about using the life force energy that's coming forth, channeling spirit, and bringing that forth. So here's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling like all the cards are tying together. The power, using your power in a sense of leadership with compassion and loyalty, but from a higher perspective, okay? There's a lot of people in leadership positions right now that aren't in integrity. Sometimes it's like they're telling me to tell you to not be afraid of your power, to walk with your power, and to bring what your strengths and your talents, and to release some of the fears that are holding you back from going through with your power, because you can bring integrity into the system that you're in. You can bring a light energy in because you have light in your body, light like in your cells of your body that's bringing forth light energy into the system, basically, and that's why you're here. I feel like you come from you're what's called a star child or a star seed. You come from a star system, and you bring forth wisdom from other dimensions and other star systems into this current reality. And you're in the nursing system right now to bring forth that peaceful compassion and integrity, and not coming from a place of compassion and integrity. Integrity is really what it is, because there's some people that don't have that compassion or integrity, or some other places in the system are about profit over people, and that's unfortunate. And you can bring forth integrity with a sense of speaking up when it's appropriate. Does that make sense?
Yes. Mhm.
Okay. Now, the card that's tying it all together for you is a lizard, like the Geico lizard. It looks very similar if I'm looking at the card. And the lizard is about dreaming. So this is tying it all together. And the message is, what is it that you really want? What is it that you're trying to manifest? Bring that forth in your life. It's really, you've given a lot to other people, you have, and it's really about you now having some time for yourself to bring your talents and your passions forth. And Archangel Ariel, you can call upon to help you manifest your dreams as well. And that's what came through. So the lizard is just dreaming and paying attention to your dreams that you've been getting. Have you been getting some interesting dreams lately, like prophetic dreams?
Yes, and it's like that when I have the dream, they come to pass. And, you know, it's been happening a while, and then, you know, like you're in a room and you feel somebody there, or you see someone going, then by the time you turn your head, they're gone, and you know that something is there. And it's just unraveling to me.
Go ahead. So are you saying that you actually are seeing, like, spirit? Like, you're actually, like, seeing, like entities or along those lines? Is that what you're saying?
To be, I don't see them. I had the first experience I had was when my great grandma died, and I saw her, and it literally scared me to death. And then I got so scared, and I think since I've had that episode, I think I just block it. But I can feel and I can sense, but I cannot see. So I don't know,
okay,
based on whether I just completely blocked that off.
That's very much true. Like I'm not feeling that it's really negatively affecting your ability to carry forth your life purpose. But
mm-hmm.
if you're wanting to remove the blocks and fears, you can call upon Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael, and in fact, I'm doing a show this Sunday about the archangels. So those of my
mm-hmm.
those of you listening, I've been talking a lot about the archangels this show. If you want to hear about the archangels in more detail, listen to my show. It's going to be Sunday at 3 p.m. But I want to tell you about Michael, because Archangel Michael is the archangel that knows our life purpose, can help us release fears, remove blocks, and to really embrace that and to have courage and walk with faith. And he can help you to release those blocks that might be blocking you, if you even have any. Okay? So what you can do is, before you go to sleep at night, you can call upon Archangel Michael and all the guardian angels, all the angels, and you can ask them to come into your dreams. And you can ask them that you will have dreams that will release the blocks for you. Because even though we think when we sleep nothing's happening, we go off and we travel into these other realms, and we learn things in our sleep. That's why sometimes you can wake up and you might feel like exhausted, you know,
mm-hmm.
because you've been traveling throughout the dimensions and meeting up with your relatives and learning and teaching, and then we wake up and we come back to the earth plane, okay? So Archangel Michael is a guardian angel, really an archangel, who is one of the primary archangels that helps you with your life purpose and helps you to take action steps and to remove blocks. But he can also protect your space. So if you're finding that you're feeling afraid of a gift that you is natural to you, you can ask Archangel Michael to protect you so that only positive people will come near you, and that no harm will come to you. And if you have complete faith that Michael's there, you'll be fine. But you have
okay.
to just ask and have faith in that. Okay? So it's normal to be frightened when you see those visions. It's completely normal. But I feel like the message has come forth for a lot of my callers today. There's some inner child work that could benefit you, like going back to when you were a child and some of the dreams you might have had that have scared you and some of the visions you've had. So perhaps a shamanic journey could help you. We've talked about that too, like a shamanic journey. But also asking Archangel Jeremiah, Jeremiel, to help you with life review, to review some of the instances when you first found that block. Like, ask Archangel Jeremiah, say, hey, when did I first notice this block, and how can I release that? And he'll help you to look back with compassion so that you can move forward on that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of messages coming forth, but again, thank you for being a nurse. I know that's a tough job, and I know you guys work so many hours and you sacrifice so much, so I'm acknowledging that. Wait, I'm going to give you an amen. Here we go. Hold up. I'm going to give you an amen. Here we go.
Amen!
So there you go.
The teachers, it's a good job what they do.
Yeah. Well, Stacey, I got some other callers here that are calling in, so I want to get to them.
Okay,
but
thank you.
I invite you to check out the Facebook page, like I've been talking to all my other listeners, facebook.com.
Mm-hmm.
/ Ascension Magic. Definitely check that out. And if you'd like to listen to the Archangel show, that's going to be on Sunday.
Okay. What time? Central or?
It's going to be at 3 Pacific, but if you miss it live, you can always listen to it on demand. It's always available on demand.
All right. And I'll follow you, Jeff. Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much, and you have a wonderful evening.
You too, thanks.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so I'm going to go to my next call and see where the angels are telling me to go. They're saying go to someone calling from area code 708. Hello, 708. Hello? Are you calling
Hello?
To be on the show? Hi.
Have I been on the show? No.
I didn't hear you, so I was wondering if are you calling to be on the show? Some people call to listen in, but you want to be on the show? You'd like to get a reading?
I would, please.
No, 708, that's from the Chicagoland area, right?
It is, yeah.
I grew up in that area. I'm actually from the suburb of Bridgeview.
Okay, I know where that's at.
Yeah, well, I don't live there anymore, but I grew up there. So
yeah,
I'm just
I know
putting
where
a shout out to put in a shout out to my to all my peeps that are listening there in Bridgeview.
Well, your
so
show is
you
very interesting. I just happened to run across it tonight, so I'm just so interested in. I was reading, you know, your profile, and you've accomplished a lot, an awful lot, and you're very detailed in what you do. So I'm just very excited and listening tonight.
Well, thank you. That makes me feel so good. That boosts my spirit to know that someone's acknowledging it. So thank you so much. And first of all, can you give me your name?
Sure. My name is Barb.
Hello, Barb.
Hello.
Thank you for calling into the show. How can I help you tonight? What can I do for you?
I just wanted to get a reading. I just wanted to
see
what you'd come up with. Or
okay,
what you'd be guided to. I shouldn't say come up with.
Yeah.
Man, you know what I'm
guided. Saying? Yeah, I'm not guided to do animal readings with you, as a matter of fact. They're wanting me to use this deck of cards called the Goddess cards. And I use a lot of Doreen Virtue's oracle cards. She is a sort of a teacher of mine, and I've gone to a lot of her courses.
Mm-hmm.
And she's helped me to really understand angels and my own spirituality and embrace it. And I'm feeling, though, before I get into these cards, that you are a spiritual teacher, that you have things to share with people, and you have a message that's trying to come out, but you might not have thought of a way to do it. Have you heard of the, I know there's a workshop coming up called the Hay House Writers Workshop. Have you heard of that workshop?
No.
There's a workshop that I've been hearing about called the Writers Workshop. I've been getting emails about it. But it's through Hay House. Hay House is the publisher that's published Doreen Virtue's works, and a lot of spiritual authors like Wayne Dyer and Louise Hay. Of course, she's the founding guru, if you will, of Hay House. And they have a writer's workshop that I think might help you kind of figure out how to get your message out there, because I feel like you have a message within you that wants to come out, but you don't quite know how to do it.
I've had at least 5 people tell me that I'm going to write a book. But the thing is, I don't know what it's going to be about yet.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe, have you thought about asking the angels for assistance on that? Do you work with angels?
I do, but I haven't. I believe I had one visit me, and I was really awestruck because it was huge. This being was huge. I felt like such a small person. Like it was almost like a skyscraper, but maybe not that big. Maybe that's exaggeration.
Yeah.
Now, what angel it was, I couldn't tell you.
Do you know? Did you see any colors maybe around you?
Well, you know, I had like a red blanket. So I don't, but it kind of looked pinkish, reddish.
Okay.
And
kind
of, but it was like, but the feathers, because I could actually see the feathers of it.
Whoa, that's amazing.
Yeah, and that was by Gray.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you asking for help with a particular thing at the time when that angel came through, or did it just sort of show out of nowhere?
It just, well, I was meditating. I do meditate.
Okay.
And after meditating and, then going to bed, that's when it showed up. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But I wasn't sleeping, and it wasn't dreaming. I was kind of wide awake, and it was just like, whoa.
Yeah. Well, there's a few angels that show up as pink, and one of them is Archangel Ariel, which has to do with manifestation and working with animals. Another archangel that can be pink is Archangel Jophiel, which has to do with beauty and finding your beauty. But I got to say, when you were speaking, I was feeling like they were showing you an aspect of yourself, that you might be what is called an incarnated angel. Like, have you read Doreen Virtue's Earth Angel Realms book, or have you heard of that book?
No. No,
okay.
I haven't.
So let me kind of give you a brief synopsis of what it's about. There are certain souls that have incarnated on the planet at this time for a very important purpose. Some of them come from what's called different realms. Some of the people on the planet might be from the fairy kingdom, who bring the magic of the fairies. Some of them might be from the angelic realms, who bring forth like the true unconditional love of the angels. And some of them might come from extraterrestrials from like star systems. And some of them are dolphins and all these different wise beings who are here to sort of shake up the energy and to reset our planet and get us to where we need to be. So I was feeling, and my intuition was telling me, that you might be like an incarnated angel or be connected with the angelic realm or like a cherub or something along those lines. And there's some things you can look for to know. In fact, let me see. I got the book in front of me, as a matter of fact. And
okay.
This might even assist you. Are you, let's see, let me ask you this. Okay, so let's go to incarnated angels. This is page 25. This, I'm getting this from Doreen Virtue's book, Earth Angel Realms book. So it says, you are most likely an incarnated angel if you have the following. Okay? It says, have pure unconditional love in your heart for others.
Yeah, I'm very compassionate.
Struggle with your weight. Do you struggle with your weight at all?
I do.
Well, you know, that's common with angels. You know why? Because angels are so sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
And they oftentimes will put up a weight buffer to, like, block out the harsh environment. Because planet.
That's,
and I,
you know,
lived,
what? Can I tell you? That's exactly how I put on this weight. It's because there was a relationship I was hurt in, and I didn't want anybody to come near me. And I asked for protection. Well, not, you know.
Oh, I get it.
True. That is true.
Okay, well,
yes.
Let's keep going with this. It says, struggle with your weight, have a beautiful heart-shaped face.
Mine's a round face. I don't know if it's heart-shaped.
Okay. It says, frequently lighten your hair. Do you frequently lighten your hair?
Yes.
Are talkative, or you're frequently told by people, you're such an angel.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm talkative, but I wouldn't say I'm such an angel. Well, no, I've had people say to me that, you know, that I'm being very helpful like them, like an angel.
Okay.
So that, no, that has been said to me.
Okay, now here's some other things. Do you prefer to know what the rules are rather than follow the rules?
I need to know what the rules
are. I don't think I'm reading that right. I think it says prefer to know what the rules are. Oh, I'm sorry. Prefer to know what the rules are, and you always follow the rules. I read that completely wrong. It's saying that you always follow the rules.
Okay.
It's saying there's some other things here. Apologizing all the time, constantly saying I'm sorry, staying in toxic relationships much longer than anyone else would because of the need to fix things and the need to fix certain people or situations. Does that sound like you?
That's true. And when I was younger, in my younger years, yeah, I would always say I was sorry. That's true. That's very true.
Because people who are connected with the angelic kingdom like that oftentimes want to fix everything, want to make everything beautiful and perfect, because that's what the angel's job in heaven is to do. And when you're on earth, you want to do the same thing, and it oftentimes gets us in situations that are not beneficial to us,
right,
that are not to our advantage. So you might want to pick up this book because it talks about ways of how to shield yourself, what kind of angels you can call upon, what kind of relationships would be good for you if in fact that is something that is who you are, and the life purpose that would be good. And one of the life purposes for incarnated angels are, like we said, being teachers and healers and helping people to develop themselves, because we just want to help. So this book, again, is called Earth Angel Realms.
Okay.
And you can listen back to the show again. It's called Earth Angel Realms. And that might give you some insight. I'm also feeling, too, that you can connect with the elementals, which are like fairies and like elves and that kind of thing. You can connect with them, like, even though you don't know that you do. But I feel like when you go out in nature, oftentimes they are connecting with you and they are getting you to appreciate some of the nature. Even maybe like on Earth Day, maybe you felt like you should do more like recycle or something along those lines, because that's what they were speaking to you. They were getting through, is what I feel. So just acknowledge. I kind of say whatever comes through me. So that I want to go back to the
It is true, because I even every year I have to have plant flowers outside. Not a lot of them, but I have to, because
so sweet.
It makes me feel connected, and I'm sitting in the ground, and and when I do the flowers, and I feel so connected. So every morning when I go out, and when the weather's nice, you know, in the summer, I'll get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and that's when I'll meditate outside with my feet in the grass and the ground. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, because you work very closely with the fairies and the nature kingdom, and I feel the fairies are just all around you, that beautiful pixie fairy kind of like energy. So they really, really work with you. So you might want to check out that book, the Earth Angel Realms book, and it might give you some insight into your life purpose, why you're here, and help you to move forward and to take some action steps. Now, I'm being guided to draw an animal for you, just one. There's one animal that wants to come out of. I'm going to see what animal can work with you. Even before I draw a card, I saw a picture in my mind of a grizzly bear, which was kind of interesting. I literally saw a grizzly bear. So I don't know if there is an instance of a grizzly bear in your life, like maybe someone had a grizzly bear like rug or something, or it could just mean the animal itself is coming through. But I'm going to look up for you what the bear represents.
Okay.
The bear is really about introspection and like looking within, because just like bears hibernate, right, within the winter months, bears will hibernate.
Mm-hmm.
It's the bear is coming forth, trying to see what my feelings say. Bear is hibernation, but bear's really too about opening up the third eye, because when you're introspective and you go within yourself, you can see all there is to see. If we just go forward every day, like rush, day to day, without taking that time to go within, we might not find the answers we're seeking for. So because you asked, like, I have this book in me. I know I do. I just don't know what to write about. And the bear is the intuitive side of your brain, not the analytical side. So the analytical side of your brain is where you're going to, when you're writing down your messages, maybe that's what's helping you write. But to figure out what the purpose is, maybe that's when you got to use your intuitive side of your brain.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, like, use both sides of your brain, kind of try to balance it out. That's what the bear represents. I'm not sure why I saw a bear, to be honest with you, but that's what the bear represented. So there were literally, like, in my mind, I saw a grizzly bear.
Wow.
So I just have to say, like, that's what came through. It could even maybe be like a past life thing or something along those lines, but I saw a grizzly bear. Now, I'm going to get to these other cards that I was originally guided to do. I drew the goddess cards for you.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you what the messages that come forth. Now, the messages from the goddesses are the following. It's the first one is called past life. It says this situation involves your past life memories. So some of the things you might be experiencing, perhaps relationships, or even the book that you're thinking about writing could be related to past life. You can call upon the goddess. Her name is Isis, not the terrorist group, Isis.
Oh, I know.
But the Egyptian goddess, Isis, who she just has a really sweet energy, and you can call upon her to help you remember your past lives or to remember why you're here. Now, I really want to focus on this one particular card. The name of the card is called Diana, and it says focused intention. It says keep your unwavering thoughts, your feelings and actions focused on your target, and you will make your mark. So in other words, like whatever it is that you're focused on, that has no choice but to manifest for you. And I think
okay.
You know that. I think your life purpose is to bring joy into the world. Your energy is so sweet. I just love it. It's so like, it's refreshing because it's just so loving and so sweet. And that's needed on our planet right now because there's such harsh energy. And that's why sometimes
it just makes me shudder on how things can just be so dark. Just so dark is all I can say, you know. And we just keep needing so much light and to look at the positive. Just constantly look at the positive.
Yes, see, and that's what you're here to teach. As you're talking, see, you're realizing that's what you're here to teach.
Mm-hmm.
Bring light, bring those messages forth into the world, and to let your light shine. And and you're showing that to other people. You're a teacher of that. I could kind of see you working with children, too. Like, I can see you working with small children and helping them to bring out their light and helping them to realize that there is so much light and love within them.
I always love little children. Always. From the time I was young, I just always loved little kids. Always.
Maybe
hands,
a children's book.
Yeah, their hands are so expressive. Their fingers. Oh my God, their fingers are just so expressive. Watch a baby if you get a chance and just look at how how they look at their hands and everything. To me, I find it fascinating. I really do.
You are a wonderful spiritual teacher because you share all the wonderful things of the world with other people. And I really think so here's the things that I've brought up for you today. That Earth Angel Realm book, check that out. The Writer's Workshop through Hay House,
okay.
Check that out because I think you can do it through video, if I'm not mistaken. I think they actually have a course to go to in person, but I think there's also a video course. I'm not exactly 100% sure on that.
Okay.
But you can find it by going to hayhouse.com. You can find out more information about it. I think that would benefit you because you have a book in you. And also pay attention to how I said, like, working with little children. You even said that. Maybe even starting like your own preschool or your own program where you teach children how to develop their own divinity and their own spiritual gifts and loving themselves for who they truly are in a way that for someone that just gets them. Because a lot of the kids coming, these new kids that are being born, the old ways of being, the people that connect with those old ways, they just are so harsh to these kids, you know, and they label these kids as, you know, autistic and attention deficit disorder when really there's nothing wrong with the kids. It's just that is the new kid. That's how they're supposed to be.
And you
know, they're wired that way.
Right. And not everybody learns the same way. And
yep.
So who are these educators, so-called? No offense intended, because I know you're a teacher, but
no, it's okay.
You think outside the box, you know.
Yeah.
And in fact, I had one of my kids' teachers tell me that, you know, one of my children didn't color inside the box, and I'm like, yes.
You just reminded me of my horrible. Well, she was a good teacher, but my first grade teacher, I won't say her name on the air, but.
But you know what I'm saying, and what it does
exactly
to their little spirit. What it does to their spirit.
I can
remember a teacher I had, Miss Flynn, in fourth grade. She was Cruella De Vil incarnate.
You know, I think we've all had a teacher like that.
I know she's got to be dead by now. God, I hope so. I know, she has to be. She was old then, but
yeah.
Yeah, and I know
you. You know, you're right. We all that's one of the reasons. The teacher that I am now, I decided that's not the teacher I want to be. I don't want to be like that. I want to be here for these kids, and that's something maybe you can consider doing as well. Is maybe writing a book or putting together a course to help these kids remember who they are, because you have a strong like an indigo energy. And the indigos are the ones that speak up about the issues of the world.
Yes,
and you have that. Yeah, that's definitely you. I can see it coming for us. So,
yeah.
I love it, though. It's great.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's very
so there's a lot of things about yourself. And I want you to pay attention to what messages came through for, like, what your own angels were telling you. Okay, so they're telling me to tell you to take some type of writer's workshop and to drink water, okay, I'm hearing drink water, and listen to the messages that you're getting. So you can ask the angels to help you with this book, and they will help you. Just be open to the messages that you're getting, whatever that is. If it's through a radio, you turn on the radio, you hear a song, or you turn on TV, or you hear somebody talking, it can come from anywhere. Just be open and trust that it's going to come. You know, don't worry about like how the answer is going to come. Just be open to receiving it and know that you will get the answer.
Okay. Yeah, because I've heard people, I know my gut tells me that I'm a healer. Now, mm-hmm. how this is going to manifest itself, and I love animals, particularly dogs, but I really like animals a lot. And I even feel like animals, you know, I have more bunnies in my yard than anybody in this neighborhood. It's like, you know, and I have dogs, and the dogs don't touch the bunnies. they'll run, like, chase them, but never close enough, and they could easily catch them, but never close enough to get them, okay? So I have all these animals around, and I just feel like that I know I'm a healer. How that's going to develop, I don't know. I've had other people tell me I'm going to write this book. I've had like 5-6 people tell me about I'm going to write this book.
Well, I have no doubt that you're going to figure that out, but I only have about a minute left on the show.
Sure.
So thank you so much for calling in. And just like I was telling the other callers, you're welcome. Check out my Facebook, ascensionmagic.com. That's my website, facebook.com/ascensionmagic, and keep me posted with your journey and what you discover. I would love to hear from you. So please
do
that.
And you have a program
I want to send you. Yeah, go ahead. What were you going to say?
What time is your program on Sunday? What's that?
Sundays at 3 p.m. Pacific time, which would be
5.
You're in Central time, right? Yeah, 5 p.m.
Central time. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
And,
I appreciate it.
Well, you're very welcome. I appreciate that. So I want to also thank all my callers today, because this has been a really interesting day. It's been lots of positive messages for everybody. And if you're listening, if you didn't get a chance to call in, there was a message for you. There was a lot of powerful, magical people listening today, a lot of wonderful spiritual energy, and I know we can all feel that. And again, if you didn't hear, Sunday at 3, I'll be talking with you about the archangels. May is going to be Magic Month. And you can always call in next Thursday. website, ascensionmagic.com, if you'd like a professional reading from me. But I want to remind you that all is well, and I send you so much love.